السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله.
وإنما خرجت لطلب الإصلاح في أمة جدي صلى الله عليه وآله.
The words of Imam al-Hussein عليه السلام in dialogue.
صلى الله عليك يا أبا عبد الله.
Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, the son of the commander of the faithful Imam Ali, the son of the Lady of Light, the esteemed Fatima, the grandson of the holy Prophet Muhammad. Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, the beacon of light which guides towards patience and fortitude. The one who has eloquently said, "Be aware that all good works bear praise, and they bear commendation and bring about a good reward." Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, the master of martyrs, these are his dialogues.
Every clean soul and this place.
Imam al-Hussein's recitation of the Holy Quran on the eve of Ashura. And let not those who disbelieve think that our granting them respite is better for their souls. We grant them respite only so that they may add to their sins, and they shall have a disgraceful chastisement. On no account will Allah leave the believer in the condition which you are in until he separates evil from good.
As-salamu alayka ya Aba Abdillah wa ala al-arwah allati halat bifina'i alayka.
Dear audience, now let's listen to some parts of Ziyara al-Nahiya al-Muqaddasa. Stay tuned.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام على الحسين الذي سمحت نفسه بمهجته.
Peace be upon al-Hussein, who sacrificed himself up to the last drops of the blood of his heart.
As-salamu ala man ata'a Allah fi sirrihi wa alaniyatihi.
Peace be upon him who obeyed Allah secretly and openly.
As-salamu ala man ja'ala Allah shifa'a fi turbatihi.
Peace be upon whom Allah placed a cure in the soul of his place of martyrdom.
As-salamu ala man al-ijabatu tahta qubbatih.
Peace be upon the one under whose dome answer to supplications is guaranteed.
As-salamu ala man al-a'immatu min dhurriyatih.
Peace be upon the one in whose descendants are the imams after him.
As-salamu ala ibn khatim al-anbiya. As-salamu ala ibn sayyid al-awsiya.
Peace be upon the son of the seal of the prophets. Peace be upon the son of the chief of the executors.
As-salamu ala ibn Fatima al-Zahra. As-salamu ala ibn Khadija al-Kubra.
Peace be upon the son of Fatima, the radiant. Peace be upon the son of Khadija, the great.
As-salamu ala ibn Sidrat al-Muntaha. السلام على ابن جنة المأوى السلام على ابن زمزم والصفا.
Peace be upon the son of the load tree in the outermost boundary of heaven. Peace be upon the son of the garden of refuge. Peace be upon the son of Zamzam and As-Safa.
As-Salamu ala al-Murammali bid-Dima. As-Salamu ala al-Mahduk al-Khiba. As-Salamu ala khamis ashab ahli al-Kasa.
Peace be upon him who was saturated in his blood. Peace be upon him whose tents were violated. Peace be upon the fifth of the people of the cloak.
And now let's listen to Dr. Muhammad Reza Fakhr Rouhani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bi nasta'in. Sallallahu alayki wa abdillah. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is an episode of the program The Dialogue, and I'm Dr. Fakhr Rouhani. Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam took respite only the eve of Ashura, the eve, the night, when the ensuing day was the day of Ashura. Well, Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam intended to spend the last day of his life in this world on performing salat, on reciting the Holy Quran, and on encouraging his companions. In fact, Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam also encouraged his companions to join him, to remain steadfast with him without any kind of imposition at all. And then Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam's interpretation was in such a way that this worldly life, especially life under the supervision and command of such tyrants, would be nothing but abasement. And then the martyrdom would certainly be a new life and a new kind of inspiration and a new type of livelihood in the time of the tyrants. From this indication, it must be indicated that Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam encouraged his companions to regard it, to regard that situation as an unfavorable situation because of the ruling power was none but Yazid ibn Muawiyah. And Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam analogized this world, the relation between this world and the afterworld, space or a place where one should cross, for example, a river by means of walking over a bridge. And Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam analogized enjoying the other world, the afterlife, as crossing this bridge and moving from this side of a river to the other side. So simple. And at the same time, we find that on the eve of Ashura, Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam spent his last day in this world all in performing salat, in reciting the Holy Quran, and encouraged his steadfast and loyal companions to remain so and to make themselves busy with performing these rituals. At the same time, we find that in the school of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, such kind of steadfastness comes from a firm belief in the saviorhood of the Holy Quran and the feature of tranquility giver in the act of performing such rituals like salat and reciting the Holy Quran, because they are closer to one's spiritual aspect. At the same time, it must be indicated that Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam insisted on the relationship between salat and jihad. And we find that from the perspective of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, jihad meant nothing but supporting the Islamic religion. So you find that what Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam achieved on the day of Ashura was sacrificing his life for the sake of strengthening the Islamic religion and preventing it from going astray. Thank you.
As-salamu alayka ya Aba
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, for listening to this episode of the program Dialogue. We hope that you remain under the auspicious grace of Imam Hussein today and always. عليك مني